Do you remember what somebody who made barrels was called?
Cooper.
Well, now I wouldn't have known that one. I had no idea anybody would ever know that. You're the first person I ever tried that one on. Okay. And that's sometimes used as a last name, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
And what would, if a man, you know, had that as his last name, he'd be called Mr. Cooper, of course. What would his wife be? She'd be?
Miss Cooper.
Okay. And what do you call a preacher that's not really trained? He doesn't have a regular pulpit. He just sort of maybe makes his living doing something else.
We call him stump knocker.
Okay. Okay. That means he stands up on a stump and preaches. Is that what it is? Okay. What about a part-time carpenter? You wouldn't really trust him to build a house. You might let him build something like a chicken coop or something like that.
What we call him?
Right. Is there a word, maybe a lawyer or a doctor? He's not really a
trained. He's just a jackleg.
How's that?
Jackleg carpenter. Okay. That's what we call him.
Okay. And would you say that about a lawyer?
Yes, ma'am.
How would you say that?
We say he's just a jackleg lawyer.
Okay. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's what?
Sister.
Sister, that would be your auntie.
Okay. And here's another one from back of the Bible. Abraham's wife. Do you remember her name again?
Sarah.
How's that?
Sarah.
Okay. And if your father had a brother by the name of William, you'd probably call him what?
William.
Okay. If he were your mother's brother.
Oh, call him Uncle William.
Or if his name were John, you'd call
him Uncle John.
And if who was the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia back at the Civil War? Remember his name?
I don't think I
can. Okay, and what about during World War II? They made a movie about this man, Patton.
Patton, General Patton.
Okay. And what's the name of the old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken? Something Sanders. What do we call him? We give him a title. Not General Sanders, but...
I can't think of him right now.
Not Lieutenant, but... Or Captain, but...
Captain,
no. No. He's not a captain. He's a...
Colonel.
Okay. And another military title I mentioned it ago, the man who's in charge of a ship is called a
commander.
Okay. And if he's not, maybe it's just say a fishing boat or something, he's not a high ranking officer as a commander might be, but
navigator.
Okay. It's another word that I want for the guy that is the head man on a ship. And sometimes people use it to just sort of a title of respect for other people instead of saying, yes, sir, general. You might say, oh, yes, sir.
Captain.
Okay. Do you ever use that with children?
Captain.
Uh-huh. Maybe he's a little boy and you kind of like to tease him or talk to him or something. Do you ever use captain that way? No?
I don't believe so.
Okay. What about, would it have ever been used back when they had these railroad gangs, somebody kind of the boss of something like that? Would he have ever been called a captain that you remember of?
Well, probably.
You don't remember something?
I don't remember.
Okay. And the person who goes to school is called a...
A person who goes to school.
Uh-huh.
A student.
Okay. And a woman who works in an office and handles the boss's mail and so forth is called his...
Secretary.